Hello.
Hey, Paul, this is B. How are you?
Okay.
You spoke with my associate, Sid Peterson. He set up an appointment for us today.
Yeah, he said you was going to call me today.
Yep. Calling to talk about your house over on Whitestone Place.
Right.
Okay. Well, Sid kind of filled me in a little bit that, you know, you're looking to move. I know you've had some stuff done in the last few years, but, you know, what had you looking for, you know, to do a cash transaction on your home?
Well, my wife passed away on me on March the 3rd. I woke up and she was passed away in the bed. Well, my life's been upside down since that happened.
Yeah.
And I'd retired, and I had a knee replacement. Then I had a heart monitor put in, and I had an ablation done last week. I mean, it's just all kind of stuff going on. And I've been here since 2001, and I had tried to get her moved the last couple of years, but she didn't want to move no more. You know, she knew she was in her last stages.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just a lot of memories here, and I don't need no house this big for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they cleaned out the woods down at the end of my subdivision, and they're putting in all starter homes, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, you know, like 1,700 square foot, you know. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And I've been ready to move for a while. So I started fixing stuff. One day I let the garage up here about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and the thing come off track. Well, I've been had it worked on, you know, every now and then. I've been here since 2001, and it's an old door. The house was built in 89, so it was the original door, and it's real heavy. And so I had to put a brand-new door up. That was $2,700. I just had the foundation. The foundation, I had it worked on like 4 or 5 years ago. The guy come in and chiseled all the broken mortar out and repointed it and everything. Well, it come back again because the soil underneath the foundation was loose. So I had that company, JES, well-known company found for foundations. They came in here and they last week and they dug it down below the foundation and put these piers in it, steel piers in there, and it's guaranteed for life. If a tornado tore the house down, they would replace the garage because it's guaranteed for life.
Wow.
If it, you know, the work they done is guaranteed for life. They wouldn't replace the whole house. They just fix what they worked on, you know.
Right.
That was $9,000 and some. I mean, and then last year we the heat went out. Had to get a new unit for downstairs. It was freezing in this house. And we this house is brick, stone, and it was wood. Well, we put vinyl siding, gutter guards. We've had new windows put in here. You know.
Well, it definitely sounds like you guys have taken care of the property since you've had it.
And we've put 3 kitchen floors in here. My wife, we'd put a floor in here, and then later on down the road, she was tired of it, so we'd get another floor put in here.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, my kids are grown now.
Right.
My oldest son, he moved back in. He had moved out, and he moved back in. And I said, well, when I move, you got to move. I'm ready to go ahead. I've been talking to a buddy of mine who's a real estate guy, sells all these new homes down here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of like dragging his feet. You know, he's not my real agent. I mean, but you know, he works for the builder down there.
Okay.
And you know, I've talked to him all the time, and I'd let him know because I told him I was gonna call these people, you know, that we buy ugly houses or whatever. He goes, they're gonna steal that house from you, man. They're gonna steal. You're gonna lose thousands and thousands. I said, well, I'm gonna see what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I ain't here. I've been tied up with him 3 or 4 months, and I ain't got a for sale sign in my yard, you know. And then a couple of people moved in and seen my mom, and they told her that about that guy. They said they heard that he was slow. He was, you know, he wasn't a gun-ho guy, you know.
But, right.
So
I'm trying to find out
what I can get, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm happy to kind of walk you through our process. I don't see that your buddy has it listed on the market for sale.
What, my house?
Right.
Oh, no. We ain't sit down and done none of that. He's verbally talked to the builder over there, and supposedly he's supposed to be holding me a certain lot over because they only had so many lots.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my buddy had told him, you know, everything had been going on in my life and that I was ready to downsize and move on, you know, and everything. And, you know, he come over here and looked at my house because I had asked, I was joking with Todd, and I said, you think he'll take a trade in like he do cars? And he come over here and I laughed and told him that. And he looked at it, he said, and he had told Todd that he would be willing to, like, maybe do an even trade, you know.
Mm.
My house for 400 and some thousand compared to his, you know, mine's a giant compared to his little cracker boxes, you know.
Right, because you're sitting here with over 3,000 square feet, 3,200.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a wonderful home. Did you guys raise your kids there as well?
Yeah, see, I lived here and I got laid off and I moved to North Carolina. And then before they closed the place up down there, we moved back up here with the same company. And then my wife retired like 12 years ago, and I retired a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, my kids, they grew up here. My parents, they live around the corner.
Wow, that's nice. That's so nice to have your family close to you.
Yeah, that's one reason we moved back up, you know, my parents getting older, and then our cousins and my sister and my wife's brother and sister lived up here. You know, we all be back up here with family and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, yeah, I was just trying to figure out what I could do here, whether it would be worth it for me to, you know, sell it to one of these companies or somebody like y'all. Go ahead and get out of here, you know, because I'm sure when that guy, you know, he gets down to when it's time to run out, you know, if I can't lock in that lot he's holding for me, I'm going to have to let
him
go.
Right. Well, and we definitely don't want that. Since you like the area, we want you to be more familiar so that you feel comfortable. So I guess what we're doing here is you just kind of want to know how our process goes, and I can definitely fill you in on that, Paul. It sounds like you've taken pretty good care of your house. I don't know if you've had any, have you had anybody come out to do any inspections or anything in the last couple years?
No.
Okay. Not even like insurance?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I only ask because any feedback you have for me is very helpful, but basically what investors do is, you know, we help people who want to sell fast, don't want to have to do anything to their property, may even want to just leave some things behind so they don't have to deal with the hassle of getting rid of some old belongings. And that can be like furniture or really anything that somebody may not want anymore as they move on to their next home. And by offering that service, you know, one, we can close a lot sooner than having it on the market. We also typically don't do the same type of inspections, so you know that you're not going to have to do any repairs. Of course, you know, like I was saying, you can leave belongings behind. And, you know, it's just really on your timeline. So if you want to close in 30 days, we're likely to be able to close in 30 days. If you want to close in 2 weeks, we could probably get it done in 2 weeks. If you wanted to close in 3 months, of course, we could, you know, slow roll it, get it closed in 3 months, or even close, give you a couple weeks in the property before you have to move out and into your new home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we do for that is investors are looking to get a property at about 70% of the market value. So, you know, the homes in your area are going really, really well, especially for your size. You have a beautiful home, four beds, three baths. Like we said, it's about 3,200 square feet. And homes in your neighborhood are any, I mean, there's quite a wide range. It looks like a lot of them are falling in like the mid to high 400. So if we're looking at just the mid 400, you know, an investor is going to look to be in the low to mid 300 for the property.
Let's see, I owe $113,000 on this house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a downfall I got.
Well, I mean, it's allowed you to live into a beautiful in a beautiful home for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to just give you all of your solutions, any possible solutions that might work best for you. We know we want to get the mortgage paid off. Do you have any idea how much it's costing for the new development that you're looking at?
What is it? I think they're like 340 to 4. Mm-hmm. It depends on whether you get a garage, but I don't, you know, I told Todd I don't need no garage. I said, because I've had a couple houses with garages, but I don't ever use them as a garage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like...
So,
I did have a good house payment when we first moved in here, but the way that real estate done went crazy, it went
mm-hmm.
up like $500 and some, you know. So now
right.
I pay right at $1,500 a month just for a house payment.
Okay. And is that
Moved over there and kept the same house payment, you know, because I was hoping I could almost pay it off, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said, but if I'm going to have the same house payment, you know, I just turned 64 years old. If I got the same house payment, I might as well just stay right here, you know.
Right, right. So, you know, I can't speak much on what it's going to be like if you move out of the property and into the new one. But just hearing what your needs are, and we're saying that, you know, the new house might be in that $300,000 range.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you're looking for, what you might be getting for a cash transaction for your house, you know, and maybe a little bit more, but I just want to be modest and say, you know, you're probably looking around the 300,000, a little bit more for a cash transaction on your house. Again, I'm just being transparent with you. I want you to have the best solution.
Yeah.
Now, cash deals are not the only thing we specialize in. We definitely have creative financing where, you know, we can always take over a mortgage so that you can move into a new house and not worry about this mortgage. We can do creative financing where, you know, if you're looking for a bigger payout, we could do it over time, more like a balloon where we give you money now and then give you a large sum, you know, in whatever the terms are. Or, of course, you know, there's always the option to list it on the market. And, you know, I do have a great agent on my team that we work with. And we can even still help do a house as needed or as is, no repairs needed or things like that too.
Yeah, because I don't want to sink no more money into it, you know.
Yes.
I mean, those were some big bills for me there.
Right.
Go along with my other monthly expenses.
Well, I mean, that's a very good point, Paul. And what may be best for you then is it's what we call our equity protection program. Basically, what that is we can still do a transaction where, you know, we will list it on the open market because we want to get it out of just in front of our investors. We want like more people across the state to see it who might be interested. You know, we may work with agents. We'll likely put a sign in the yard and, you know, we want to do showings and things like that. So if time and access aren't an issue for you, which access just being that there might be some people who want to come check it out. That might be the best solution. We can still do it as is, so you don't have to do any other repairs to the property. But again, we're just looking at, you know, sometimes when we do this, instead of it being 30 days, it could be more like 60 to 90 days.
Got a lot to think about here.
Absolutely.
I don't want to lose a lot of money. We didn't spend a lot of money since we've lived here since 2001, you know. It's a lot of money I done worked for and invested in here, you know.
Well, and the good news with the equity protection program is, you know, we can get it on the market. We would still be going a little bit under the value that we're seeing in your neighborhood. Because, again, we want to do it the as is. We want to still offer all those benefits of, you know, helping provide for, like, a clean out for anything that you don't want, selling it as is, doing less inspections. But you're likely to still get closer to the market value for your home than you are with, like, a quote-unquote cash deal where we buy ugly houses.
Okay, let me think about it, and I'll get back with y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Paul, again, my name is B. I'm just here to help answer any questions, kind of go over solutions for you. So, you know, there's no rush to make a big decision. I know this is a lot to think about. So we're on Thursday. Are you busy this weekend?
Yeah, I got some stuff to do this weekend.
Okay. You want to touch base again on tomorrow, or are you thinking you want to talk again on Monday?
Probably Monday.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add you back to my calendar. Was this a good time frame to call you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and Paul, in the meantime, if you have any questions, just feel free to write them down. Again, I'm happy to answer anything just to see how I can help.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I'll talk to you again on Monday, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye.